The Vermont Public Interest Research Group is asking legislators and the Secretary of State to make key changes in Vermont's campaign finance law pertaining to the superspending political action committees. Executive Director Paul Burns wants to tighten the current reporting requirements.
In Vermont right now with the super PACs, we have disclosure requirements that mean that the super PAC will be giving information to the Secretary of State about its expenditures in the last 30 days of the election. We would extend that period back so that we would have that information for a longer period, at least 60 days, for instance, before the election, I think would be good. The other thing is that there is no reporting after October 15th about the dollars that are coming into the super PAC until after the election. And so we think that similar 24-hour reporting requirements should be there, not just for the expenditure side, but for the receipt of dollars to the super PAC.
VPIRG is also proposing that anyone funding more than 50% of a super PAC must claim responsibility and appear in all advertisements. Vermont Republican Party Chair Jack Lindley says while some campaign finance reforms are justified, VPIRG's proposed changes would actually restrict free speech in the state.
I don't think their suggestions is particularly helpful. I do think that generally, I would support reform with regard to political action committees because in my heart, I know that they sometimes step on political parties in a not a very helpful situation. But just to have disclosure and somebody's name and face on an ad is not particularly helpful, I think. If the disclosure that is now in place that is being followed it's done properly, then I think that statements by VPIRG are merely political and not very helpful to the whole political system.
Vermont Secretary of State Jim Kondo says VPIRG's proposals should be considered seriously by the legislature, and he is working on his own outline on what should be changed regarding disclosure.
There'll probably be some changes here and there, but for the most part, I think that we'll find that they're very much aligned and nobody in Vermont had ever really thought that super PACs would get here, but they're here, and in a sense, they're here with a vengeance. You know, the whole idea of campaign finance has been, I guess I'll call it, under attack by the U.S. Supreme Court, going back as far as Buckley v. Valeo back in the late 70s. And I think that essentially what's happened is the courts have not left us with a lot of room to move, to make changes to systems, and the area that the courts have left up to the states to regulate is disclosure.
VPIRG targeted Vermonters First in their proposal. That PAC is largely funded by Lenora Boughton of Burlington. VPIRG claims her donations equal 60.7% of all of the individual contributions made to all of the Democratic and Republican statewide candidates in Vermont. Calls to the director of Vermonters First were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.